Welcome back to This Green Earth, a weekly talk show on environmental issues. And now we're going to turn our attention for the last 10 minutes or so to recycling. Of course, we in this community generate no shortage of materials and waste, but a lot of it can be recycled. And it seems like most of it was recycled or sent to Recycle Utah these past holidays. And I have Carolyn Wara, Executive Director of Recycle Utah, here to give us some numbers and specifics about how things went during the holidays. Carolyn, hi.
Good morning, Chris.
Let's hold on first. Definition of terms. What do we mean by the holidays? What time period are we going to be talking about here?
The range we pulled the dates was about December 20th to January 10th.
December 20th to January 10th.
Right before Christmas. We start to see a lot, especially with Amazon and everybody ordering things online, a lot of cardboard coming in leading up until the holidays. And then after Christmas, a lot of digging out from the crazy Christmas unwrapping present frenzy and everything like that.
Okay, so let's start with cardboard, because I was there several days doing some volunteer services, and I'm not kidding. There were cars that were pulled up, and when they opened up their rear tailgate, the cardboard literally flowed out of the back of the tailgate onto the ground, and they have to collect. That's how much cardboard is coming into your place these days, primarily because of all the online shopping that people are doing. So there's lots of what are some of the numbers with respect to cardboard?
We saw about 91,000 pounds of cardboard through the holidays.
91,000 pounds. And so if each piece of cardboard says weighs a half a pound, that's 180,000 pieces of cardboard boxes.
Right.
So, okay. That's what was delivered. And then that gets like smushed and
it goes
bailed
into our compactor. If you're familiar with the Recycle Center, it's the lightest brown bin closest to the office. It's called the compactor. During the holidays, we picked that up every other day, if not every day. We had noted here we did 12 pickups over that, what is it, a 20-day period? So
yes.
We're looking at almost every other day.
Now, do you pay to have that removed, or do you get money for it?
Right now, we are paying to have it, paying to get the cardboard recycled and paying to get it to the recycler. The cardboard markets aren't doing super great.
Right.
So we're paying to do it because it's the right thing to do. We do pay to get it. We're not making any money on that cardboard.
Do you have a sense of how much it costs you per ton to get rid of it?
It's about $30 a ton to get rid of right now. So
okay. Yeah. All right. So there's yet another reason why. If you bring cardboard, bring a dollar or two.
Mm-hmm.
And help pay for the cost of processing that.
Right. We're doing
not,
it right. And
it's
anytime
not
anybody can support us, that's awesome. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that 91,000 pounds of cardboard.
And while we're on cardboard, I want to move to plastic bags, because that's a very interesting comparison.
Yes.
Plastic bags weigh less than cardboard. We did almost 11,000 pounds of plastic bags. includes all kinds of soft plastics. You know, a lot of gifts will come inside a plastic bag in a cardboard box, maybe with some styrofoam there, too. Plastic bags, that's a pretty high number for
plastic
us.
Plastic bags. All right.
11,000 pounds of plastic bags.
And I figured that let's say it takes 20 bags to a pound. That's low. That's probably low. That's roughly, a quarter million bags.
Yeah.
A quarter million plastic bags were delivered to your place in 20 days.
They're pretty wild, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, again, you bundle that up.
Yep.
You send it off for processing, where hopefully it gets turned into something else. What happens to that?
Our plastic bags go to a waste-to-energy facility
in
Croydon, Utah, about 30 miles away from here. So they do stay in the U.S. Waste-to-energy is kind of the best option for something like that. Overall, there's just too many plastic bags and too much of the 3-7 mixed plastics. There's not a lot of market for that to be turned back into new plastic these days. So
we have a whole separate discussion about the plastics issues in general. But here these bags are, they're being burned, which is not the best option for them. We'd like to see them being recycled. But right now you don't have many options afforded to you. And this is a local option.
Right.
But it's way better than it ending up at the landfill. And more importantly, ending up on the sides of our roads as litter.
Right. Or even you look internationally, and if we sent those bags to Asia somewhere. They might not end up being recycled there. They might end up in the ocean from there. A lot of plastic. I think it's a misconception. A lot of plastic in the ocean is there because we sent it over to somewhere across the sea, hoping they would recycle it, and they didn't know what to do with it. So they dumped it in the river and eventually end up in the ocean. Or sometimes they'll just take the big ship out of the ocean and push it off the ship, and then the plastic's in the ocean. It's kind of a scary story about what happens to plastic.
It is, and like I say, it's a whole hour show we can do on that. But the takeaway here is we all need to do our part to reduce the amount of plastic bags that we bring into our lives, our day-to-day lives, in one form or another. Okay, so that's plastic bags, 250,000. Good job. We got a few more minutes. What's the next one you think is really resonant? Metal, mixed paper, glass?
I think glass is always kind of funny because it shows how we like to party in this town a little bit. Probably glass. We're ending up probably about as close as cardboard there.
68,000 pounds of green glass.
Yep. Green glass includes wine bottles, champagne bottles. They're green.
Beer.
Yeah, so really brown glass is only beer bottles. And this doesn't include our remote locations. We have those remote locations around town, too. So I think if we added in the total, we probably saw 100,000 pounds of glass.
100,000 pounds of glass over the holidays.
Right.
Okay.
Glass is heavy. It's one of the heavier things we do. Therefore, it's not like cardboard that, cardboard or plastic bags, which is a really light item with a high volume.
These are probably pounds. But it's still 100,000 bottles or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, that gets broken up as best possible and sent to a local processor.
Right.
Okay. Does that cost you money?
Glass is a tricky thing. If the bin is totally full to the top, we might break even on it. We'll pay for the haul, and the glass in there will pay for the haul.
You bring a bottle, you bring a dollar.
Right. Yes, it costs money really to do recycling properly. That's what this is coming down to.
We have to kind of jump, but I was doing some, like I say, traffic control a couple of days, and I would hold my donation jar while I was directing traffic in and out. And I would say that maybe 2 out of every 10 vehicles gave me some money, and thank you for doing that. But everybody should be coming in. It's not free. This is not free necessarily to get this stuff processed the right way. And if you drive in, you should drop your stuff off. Thank you. Should sort it even better. You should shut your car off. I'm just, you just nod
yeah,
your
we're
head.
Talking about air
off.
Quality. Yeah, nodding
you
my head.
Look, we just did the whole thing about
air quality.
When you come in, you should shut your car off. You're there to recycle, not idle and pollute the air. And you should leave a dollar or two. You have boxes all over. You can't go 20 feet without hitting the box or the traffic controller with the donation jar. And we had lots of volunteers, 22 right. volunteers over
yeah.
that time.
We had a thank you to all the volunteers. I think we stepped up a new level and we were helping people unload their cars to get cars in and out as quickly as possible. And I think that was appreciated. Given our small parking lot, we definitely bursting at the seams. We made it happen. I am working hard to find a new home for Recycle Utah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a bigger lot, and it'll make a lot more sense in the future. So
hang in
there with me until we get there.
And, that's what I was telling everybody that gave me some money, donated. I said, this helps pay for a larger facility that can accommodate more vehicles.
Yeah, because during the holidays, we had about 10 parking spots. That's nothing for seeing over 400 or 500, 600 cars a day
and
for 10 spots.
It was not unusual to see 3 or 4 or 5 cars in line waiting to get in. So thank you. We're doing the right thing. People want to do the right thing. They have to have patience when they go there follow the rules and help donate to it.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Okay.
We did award our Green Businesses of the Year last week, and I do want to thank the winners. The Green Business of the Year was Savory Kitchen. People's Choice was Top Shelf, and Zest for Zero was Estee Pizza. I'll be on with Leslie next week to talk a little bit more about that, and Chris will have some of them as his guests following that. I just want to make sure that we did a shout-out.
Yes.
Congratulations to them for all the hard work they do in the community.
Absolutely. They do the right thing, too, and we should support them. And like you say, you'll provide additional details on the winners with Leslie next week.
More info to come.
All right. Carolyn Wara, Executive Director, Recycle Utah. Thank you so much for taking the time and providing these numbers and give you a sense of just what we do in this community and how we can do better.
Yeah, keep up the good work. We're doing great.